3 to order. Appreciate everyone's attendance here. We'll start with budget bills reported out of subcommittee. And really appreciate the togetherness of this group because certain members aren't here and certain members just picked up a packet to read. I appreciate that. Let's go with House Bill 5029, Housing and Community Services Department.
House Bill 5029 is the budget bill for the Housing and Community Services Department. The department assists in financing affordable housing and administers federal and state programs to alleviate homelessness and hunger. The Transportation Economic Development Subcommittee recommends a budget of $9.8 million general fund, which is 23% below the governor's balanced budget level, $5 million lottery funds for debt service, $87.9 million other funds, $103.6 million federal funds, and $1.2 billion in non-limited funds. The budget was adjusted for reductions in the Attorney General rate, DAS assessment rate, and inflation. Other committee subcommittee actions. Transfer $5.53 million from the Housing Trust Fund to the General Fund. Reduces $1.7 million from the Housing Development and Guarantee Account. Eliminates general fund support for the Commission for Voluntary Action and Services. Eliminates general fund support for the Community Development Corporations. Reduces $730,000 lottery funds for debt services. Shifts funding for emergency housing programs from non-limited to other funds limited expenditures. Increases federal funds expenditure limitation by 2.4 for the Community Development Block Grant. Increases federal funds expenditure limitation by $25 million for low-income energy assistance, low-income weatherization assistance, and homeless programs, and increases other funds expenditure limitation by $1.6 million for the department to relocate its office to the new North Mall office building. The fund shifted from the Housing Trust Fund to the General Fund will be repaid over the next 3 to 4 biennia, with interest earnings from the Community Incentive Fund bond proceeds that will not be dispersed. The Housing and Community Services Department was instrumental in developing this budget proposal to help alleviate the statewide budget shortfall. The Transportation Economic Development Subcommittee recommends House Bill 5029 be amended and reported out do pass as amended.
Any discussion? Representative Miller.
Mr. Co-Chair, I would move that the recommendation be modified to delete the transfer of the $5.53 million from the Housing Trust Fund to the General Fund. Legislative Council, in their never-ending pursuit to make our life miserable, has advised us that this transfer cannot be included in the budget bill. The Dash 2 amendment that is before you reflects this modified recommendation and includes the correct amounts for the budget. The intent is to include the transfer of $5.53 million in a program change bill later in this session.
Can we get staff perhaps to elaborate just a little bit on this late-breaking, exciting development?
Thank you, Mr. Co-Chair. When the subcommittee did meet and adopted this budget, it was believed that this transfer of the $5.53 million from the Housing Trust Fund to the General Fund could be included in the budget bill. As of late last night, Legislative Council informed us that the budget bill is not able to incorporate this shift or this transfer. And so the modification in the recommendation would delete that portion out of the bill. The amendments that you have in front of you are the correct amount for the budget, but this $5.53 million transfer will occur later in the session in another bill.
Any questions?
Mr. Chair?
Sure. Representative Butler.
Is this from the Community Incentive Fund? Is that what I understand, the $5.53 million?
Not exactly.
Mr. Chair, Representative Butler, no, this is not from the Community Incentive Fund. This is from the Housing Trust Fund.
Okay.
The corpus of the Housing Trust Fund. There are approximately $5 million in Community Incentive Fund proceeds that have not been dispersed and will not be. The interest from those funds, the Community Incentive Funds, will be used to repay the corpus in the Housing Trust Fund where this transfer is coming from.
Thank you.
Any further discussion? Any objection to the amendment to the bill? Seeing none, so ordered. Any objection to the Dash 2 bill that is amended here today? Seeing none, so ordered. Thank you very much. House Bill 5031, Insurance Pool Governing Board. Senator Gordley.
Thank you, and welcome back, Mr. Co-Chair. House Bill 5031, as amended, is the Insurance Pool Governing Board budget bill for the 2003-05 biennium. The Insurance Pool Governing Board provides employers and individuals with information about health care resources and health insurance. The board also administers the Family Health Insurance Assistance Program, or FIA. This program offers health insurance premium subsidies for eligible low-income persons. The Human Services Subcommittee's recommended budget is $48 million total funds, a 50% increase above the 2001-03 legislatively approved budget of $32 million. The increase is the result of including federal matching funds for FEOP for the entire 2003-05 biennium. The 2001-03 biennial budget included federal matching funds for FEOP for the latter part of the biennium after the Oregon Health Plan 2 waiver was approved. The Insurance Pool Governing Board receives the federal matching revenue from the Department of Human Services and spends it as other funds. The recommended budget is 19% or $11.1 million total funds reduction from the governor's 2003-05 balanced budget of $59.1 million. This reduction is primarily the result of removing $3 million general fund, $10.9 million total funds from the governor's budget. In addition, the budget includes adjustments for the Attorney General rate decrease, the Department of Administrative Services assessment reduction, and the elimination of various inflationary increases. The budget uses $2.1 million of other funds ending balances to replace general fund. Finally, the subcommittee's recommended budget reflects the use of an enhanced federal Medicaid match rate. The budget adds five positions to implement the OHP2 FEOP expansion rather than an additional 17 positions proposed as a technical adjustment. The Human Services Subcommittee of the Committee on Ways and Means recommends House Bill 5031 be amended and reported out to pass as amended.
Any discussion? Any objection? Seeing none, we'll send out House Bill 5031, do pass, dash one amendment to the House floor. Other bills reported out of subcommittee. Senate Bill 63, A. Engrossed. Representative Krieger.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Senate Bill 63 sets up a process for rescheduling of certain workers' compensation hearings when one or more potentially responsible employers or insurers are involved. The hearing would be set after all responsible employees have been joined and their medical records developed. The fiscal impact of this bill describes potential workload increase that could occur after the measure's effective date, January 1, 2004. The Workers' Compensation Board expects to use administrative means to implement this process within the budgeted resources. No budget adjustments are needed at this time. However, the board will monitor workload. If needed, the board could seek expenditure limitation and possible authority from the Emergency Board for the current biennium and include staff and funding in its budget for the 2005-07 biennium. The Transportation Economic Development Subcommittee on Ways and Means recommends that Senate Bill 60 be reported out with a due pass recommendation.
Any discussion, Senate Bill 63? Any objection? Seeing none, recommend the bill be reported out to Senate. Due pass. House Bill 2160, A. Engrossed. Senator Winters, writing the Family Health Insurance Assistance Program.
Thank you, Mr. Co-Chair. House Bill 2160 allows the Family Health Insurance Assistance Program, better known as FEOP, to do three things. First, the bill would allow FEOP to subsidize dental coverage under certain circumstances. Many employers have health benefit plans that include a standalone dental plan. Employees are often required to enroll in both the medical plan and the dental benefit plan. or forego insurance coverage altogether. Current statutes prohibit FIAT from subsidizing the dental benefits portion. This restriction creates a barrier for some employees who may not have the resources to pay the entire dental benefits premium. House Bill 2160 would allow the agency to subsidize dental benefits, provided this coverage is a required part of an overall employer health benefit plan. Second, the bill allows FIAP to reimburse members or providers for the cost of age-appropriate immunization for children when these immunizations are not covered by a health insurance plan. This change will make the program consistent with federal Medicaid and Children's Health Insurance Program requirements. Oregon must meet these requirements to receive Medicaid and CHIP matching funds. Third, House Bill 2160 gives the agency the ability to contract with one or more third-party administrators. Because the FIAP budget is capped, the cost of the dental plan and immunization changes, about $134,000 general fund, will be absorbed within the legislative adopted budget for the Insurance Pool Governing Board, which administers FIAP. The Human Services Subcommittee recommends House Bill 2160 be reported out to pass.
Any discussion? Any objection? Seeing none, House Bill 2160 engrossed is recommended to be reported out due pass to the House. 2167, be engrossed, relating to Oregon Commission for Voluntary Action and Service. Senator Morris isn't here, so we'll have Senator Devlin pick that up. Representative Krieger is the gentleman today. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Co-Chair. Oregon Commission for Voluntary Action and Service is Oregon's agency for administration of the AmeriCorps program and other programs involved in volunteerism and community service. It is budgeted within the Housing and Community Services Department, but the Commission Director is appointed by the Commission. The Commission Director works for HCSD only in the development and administration of the Commission's non-policy activities. The Commission no longer receives general fund from the state. The Commission and HCSD are interested in the possibility of establishing the Commission as an independent nonprofit tax-exempt entity. Nonprofit status could help it gain funding from other sources. As amended, House Bill 2167 directs the Commission to explore this option and report to the next legislature. Your Transportation Economic Development Subcommittee recommends that House Bill 2167 be amended and report out due pass as amended.
Thank you very much, Representative Krieger. Any discussion? Any objection? Seeing none, we'll send House Bill 2167 be engrossed to the Senate floor with the -4 amendments with a two-pass recommendation. House Bill 2301 relating to Oregon Forest Land Protection Fund. Representative Morgan.
Thank you, Mr. Co-Chair. House Bill 2301 temporarily raises the annual expenditure limitation for the Oregon Forest Land Protection Fund from $10 million to $15 million and increases the reserve base to $22.5 million. The measure also repeals the statutory requirement to purchase insurance on June 30, 2006. The annual expenditure limitation of $10 million and the reserve base of $15 million is reestablished on July 1st of 05. The 0103 budget for the Oregon Department of Forestry, the legislature directed the department to examine the issue of an appropriate expenditure limitation and reserve base for the Oregon Forest Land Protection Fund and report to the 72nd Legislative Assembly a recommendation and proposed legislation. After much deliberation, the Natural Resources Subcommittee concluded that the issue required further analysis and discussion before a long-term solution to the issue could be established. An interim study for a cost-benefit analysis of the current method of insuring forest lands for fire suppression and discussion of how it's funded is included in the Department of Forestry's 03-05 budget. The Natural Resources Subcommittee recommends House Bill 2301 be amended and reported out due pass as amended.
Any discussion?
Mr. Chair.
Yes.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I just wanted to make sure I understand that the purpose of insuring our forests isn't to replace that which is lost. It's only to assist us in fire suppression. Is that correct?
That's correct, Representative. It's to cover the cost of fighting the fires.
Thank you.
I just make a comment that I'm very pleased. I think we should be pretty proud of the subcommittee, the staff, the stakeholders, and the chair for the excellent work they did on this. This is a very, very tough issue, one that frankly, in other sessions could have been a whole lot tougher to deal with, but everyone seemed to come together and work hard on this, and I really appreciate everyone's hard work and cooperation. It's a great job. Any further discussion? Any objection? Seeing none, so ordered. House Bill 2898A, relating to mining. Representative Morgan again.
Thank you, Mr. Co-Chair. House Bill 2898 allows the Department of Geology and Mineral Industries to establish a program for pooling of reclamation bonds. The Federal Land Policy and Management Act established financial guarantee requirements for small mining and exploration projects. Bonds are required to ensure that reclamation obligations are fulfilled. The cost of these surety bonds has been increasing, making it difficult for small mining operations to meet the federal requirement. House Bill 2898 allows the department to determine if a reclamation bond pooling program would be a cost-effective alternative for ensuring mine site reclamation. The subcommittee recommended the bill be amended to clarify that the department has the ability to recoup the cost of operating the program from participants in the bond pool. The Natural Resources Subcommittee recommends House Bill 2898 be amended and reported out do pass as amended.
Any discussion? Any objection? Seeing none, House Bill 2898, A engrossed, be reported out to the Senate floor, do pass with the A2 amendments. House Bill 3044, A engrossed, relating to collection amounts owed by students. Senator Gordley.
Thank you. House Bill 3044 directs school districts to establish policies for the collection of debt owed by students or former students. Districts may already seek repayment. The bill sets some uniform criteria, but still allows discretion to address case-by-case needs. Districts would likely have some additional administrative costs, such as adoption of new policies and preparation of notices of the debt to students and their families. However, the requirements will not be implemented until the 2004-05 school year, which should allow time to consider the cost when district budgets are developed next year. Your Education Subcommittee unanimously recommends House Bill 3044 be amended and reported out do pass as amended.
Any discussion? Yes, Senator Devlin.
Minor issue, Mr. Chairman. Was there, Mr. Rocker, was there a revision
Mr. Chair, it's Senator Devlin. I believe there was. This was a late addition,
right
after the subcommittee met.
Thank you.
Further discussion? Any objection? Seeing none, House Bill 3044, A engrossed, will be reported out to the House with a due pass recommendation with a dash 9 amendments. House Bill 3201, A engrossed, relating to water. Representative Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. Co-Chair. House Bill 3201A allows the Walla Walla River Irrigation District to petition the Water Resources Commission for approval of its map of water rights within the district. This process was available to all irrigation districts prior to 1992, but has not been available to newer districts such as the Walla Walla River District. House Bill 3201A directs the Irrigation District to pay the actual costs the Water Resources Department incurs for filing, examining, and certifying the petition. Depending upon the number and content of the bills passed this session, the Department may need to return to the Emergency Board for other funds expenditure limitation. The Natural Resources Subcommittee recommends passage of House Bill 3201A to the floor. Do pass.
Any discussion? Yes, Representative Smith.
Thank you, Co-Chair Schrader. The good folks of Milton Free Water and Umatilla County appreciate the benefit this is going to have to the Walla Walla River Irrigation District, and I thank you for bringing this forward.
No problem. Just like all the other bills we're bringing forward. any further discussion?
Mr. Chair, I'll give Nichols a nickel to hear Representative Johnson say that word again.
We can use a lot of nickels. Seeing none, any objection? Okay, we'll pass out House Bill 3201 relating to water. Do pass to the House. House Bill 3276 relating to housing. Senator Dooms, please.
Thank you, Mr. Co-Chair. House Bill 3276 is the vehicle to provide necessary statute changes to accomplish the adjustments in the budget for the Housing and Community Services Department. The original bill expands the state housing and loan guarantee programs to include purchase of a lot in subdivided manufactured dwelling park. The budget for the Housing and Community Services Department transfers $5.53 million from the Housing Trust Fund to the General Fund to help resolve the statewide budget shortfall. House Bill 3276, as amended, will enable the department to use unspent community incentive fund lottery bond proceeds and interest to sustain contributions to affordable housing development and rebuild the Housing Trust Fund corpus over the next several biennia. The Transportation Economic Development Subcommittee recommends House Bill 3276 be amended and reported out due pass as amended. And if any of you should have the frivolous notion of asking questions, please understand that this bill comes to you under the heading of this is what you get to do if you're late for committee and you don't know anything about the bill.
And why we have staff.
Is that why you carry all the bills?
Any further discussion? Not too smart, Alder. Any further discussion? Any objection? Seeing none, we'll report House Bill 3276 out to the House with due pass with the dash 6 amendments. Other business. Uh-oh. Grant application.
You were out of town.
I just don't get the good thing to do. Housing and Community Services Department, Representative G. Smith.
Thank you, Co-Chair Schrader. The Transportation and Economic Development Subcommittee recommends the retroactive approval of submission of a grant application to the Department of Health and Human Services in the amount of $978,957. The department would provide funds to community-based organizations to set up an interactive energy education curriculum in grade 6 classrooms over a two-year period. Selected schools would have at least 50% of their students from low-income households. Teachers would be hired by the community-based agencies to work in the classrooms. Students would participate in a variety of activities, including completing a home energy audit and using energy conservation kits at their home. This is a competitive grant, which will be awarded by the end of September 2003. There are no matching fund requirements, although Pacific Corps will provide funds for the energy conservation kits, and there is no obligation to continue funding after the grant expires. Your Transportation and Economic Development Subcommittee recommends retroactive approval of the grant application.
Any discussion? Yes, Representative Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. Co-Chair. Was there any discussion in committee about the kind of responsibilities that the Energy Trust, the Oregon Energy Trust, would have with respect to these kinds of activities, and why it is if we have the Oregon Energy Trust, we're relying on federal grants to drive energy education at the grade 6 level?
Co-Chair Schrader, Representative Johnson, very prudent question. I do not recall that discussion occurring. However, I would turn to any of the other members of the committee or staff if they recall something I perhaps missed.
There was no discussion of the Oregon Energy Trust.
Adrian said in the way back there that there is no discussion of Oregon Energy Trust. Representative Morgan.
Another question for the good representative from Eastern Oregon. One of the discussions that we often have in the education subcommittee is that teachers are feeling very pressed about covering the curriculum areas already in the instructional days that they have, and I wonder if there was any input from the education system about whether they want this program or not.
Thank you, good co-chair and Representative Morgan. There was no discussion, either positive or negative, from the education community. What I will share with you, however, is that two members, including myself, personally recalled having this curriculum taught in previous years. I actually remember it 20 years ago in the classroom, and I believe Senator Carter discussed the positive effect it had on some folks that she was aware of.
Any further discussion? Any objection? Seeing none, we'll recommend approval of a federal grant application regarding energy education curriculum. I guess we're adjourned. Thank you very much.